Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. All right, let's just start by acknowledging that what excites me may not be what excites you. So I have had this vision in my head for almost 7 years that people would get together in one location and organize paper and have a blast doing it. Does that not sound like the most fun weekend you've ever signed up for in your entire life? I could see it in my mind. I could see exactly what this paper organizing retreat is going to look like in September, and again in January, and in August, and I could see it getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I could see the workshops that certified organizers are having all around the world. I could see huge paper organizing events, because that's just me. So how this all came to be was I was a creative memories consultant for 14 years. I was a senior unit leader, I had a team, I had clients. I've made over 500 traditional scrapbooks. I love photos and I love paper. And what I found in my scrapbooking retreats was that people would come and spend the weekend and they would make photo albums when I started back in the late 90s. But by around 2007, 2008, people were still coming to my monthly workshops, they were still coming to my annual retreats. But they were making digital photo books, and some of them weren't organizing photos at all. They were literally bringing laundry baskets of paper to my photo organizing workshops because it was a designated time that they could get together, it was social, it was fun, and they could get a project done for the family. So they'd sort through kids' school paperwork and report cards and just all kinds of things. And it really became not just photo organizing, but also paper organizing. So I saw this naturally happening as people went from physical photos to digital photos, but they still liked the idea of coming to a workshop. So the certification program for Sunday Basket workshop organizers teaches them how to do these paper organizing workshops, usually about 3 hours at a time in their homes, where people will bring their daily paper and they will create a Sunday basket. And then once they do that, they go, oh, it's kind of fun. Maybe I'll make a binder, maybe I'll do a workbox, and they kind of slowly start to get their paper organized. And that's how I did Creative Memories workshops as well. And then after I'd been doing this a couple of years, I got brave and I booked a local camp and we went away for Martin Luther King weekend for 3 days and we scrapbooked our pictures the whole entire time. Now, I'm a teacher, so I had like this little agenda and there were prizes and all kinds of things that happened in this weekend. When I gave up my Creative Memories business, I did not want to give up being in community with women and the fun that we have, ladies, when we're just hanging out together. Even if we're sorting our parents' medical paperwork, it could be so much fun if we're together. Also, when I became a professional organizer, I realized that paper was super, super difficult for people to organize. Organizing your home with me leading you through the 100-day home organization program, the majority of you can do that. If you get a program, if you buy a program like the 100-day program, if you've never known how to organize before, you can watch the video, go in your house, and get organized on your own without a professional organizer coming to your house, usually. Sometimes you need them for the difficult spaces, but for the most part, I can motivate, inspire you, and teach you through a video. Paper is much more difficult because you're holding up this specific piece of paper and you want an answer for that paper, and everybody's paper is kind of different. There are a lot of similarities, but as far as like watching an online video and then being able to organize the paper that's in front of you doesn't really mesh. It really needs to be more individualized, which is why I started the Sunday Basket workshop program to begin with and the Sunday Basket Club, which a lot of you are probably about to jump right into. So every Sunday in the Sunday Basket Club, those of you that are part of All Access or All Paper, you get to get online with Monique and Ryan and Ellen, and they spend 90 minutes and they literally go through their Sunday basket. Oh my gosh, you guys, look at how much I need to go through my Sunday basket. There is so much stuff in there. I've just been shoving everything in there. And you know, everybody's doing it themselves, and then people could say, hey, what about this? What about that? And Monique and Ellen and Ryan are all professional organizers, and so they could say, oh, okay, that paper, you do this, or here are some suggestions or ideas, or better yet, inside that Facebook group, you guys all share answers with each other and help people organize their paper. That is all working awesomely. Now, I want to have a party. And my idea of a party is a paper organizing retreat because I'm a nerd. I love paper, I love people, and I love productivity. And I know that going through the 90-minute Sunday Basket Club or doing a small workshop will get one piece of your paper organized. And what I want is to like get it organized. I'm not gonna say all, because some of you have a lot, but get a lot of it organized all at one time in one fell swoop. And the difference in the paper organizing retreat, other than the other answers, is that you're in Cincinnati with me. Like, you're away from your house. You're with me, you're in Cincinnati, and so you can't possibly change the laundry and organize your paper if you're at a hotel with me, right? So I wanna explain to you start to finish exactly what this weekend will look like, how much you will actually see me, and then answer the questions that you have already pre-submitted. And for those of you watching live, go ahead and ask any questions that you have, and I will continue to answer those. And I'll go in later after this recording is over, and I'll continue to answer for days and days and days. So if you're watching this later, go ahead and ask your question. I'm Lisa Woodruff of Organize 365. I didn't introduce myself because you're in the Organize 365 group. That's the only way I'm putting this video up. So ask any questions that you have. Okay, so when I was setting the dates for these paper organizing retreats, I purposely put them the second week that we start the 100-day program. So we start the 100-day program on September 3rd. This first workshop is September 8th and 9th. And yes, you can still register. The next workshop is a couple weeks into January, right after we start the 100-day program. And the third one I already have scheduled is in April. The reason why I picked these times is because they're natural times of year where we want to get organized. And for a lot of you, you've already been through the 100-day home organization program a couple of times. And so if you want to really get a jump start on your paper, this is a great time. Also, second week in September and second or third week in January, everyone's back to school, everyone's back to work. This is a great time for you to sneak away for a weekend for you and getting the paper organized and not really feel like you're missing a whole lot in the family, was kind of my rationale. All right, so it starts Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and you can stay up as late as you want, and it ends Sunday at 3. So it's 9 on Saturday morning all the way until Sunday at 3. And I'm gonna divide our time into three chunks. From 9 to 3 Saturday, 3 to 9 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Just so you can start thinking about 3 6-hour chunks of time. That way, let's just look at it that way. Let's look at it as 18 organizing hours. You can always do more if you want to. So imagine it. First of all, you should know that our location is awesome. It is actually a location where I used to do my scrapbooking retreat, and the reason why I love this hotel, especially for these retreats, is for two reasons. Number one, they have windows on two sides, so we get the sunlight, we get to see the fresh air and everything while we're in there organizing photos, I think, or paper, which is hugely awesome, is to be able to see the outside. And the second reason is you can literally park your car right there and it's flat, and you open the door and you're literally in the room we're going to be in. So like, you can wheel stuff in and out, and we will have dollies that you can put your laundry baskets on and literally wheel them over to your door, your table, and not need to carry so much stuff up and down. No stairs, no elevators, nothing. You'll be able to wheel in all of your paper right into our location. So that's number one. So imagine it. You're walking in the hotel, which is just, it's a newer hotel and it's been remodeled again. It's a really, really fun, small hotel close to my house. And we're gonna go into this great room where we are the only people there that weekend. Like, we have the hotel for ourselves, pretty much. There'll be other people staying in the hotel rooms, but it's not a huge hotel. We're the only event. So it's going to be us. You walk in, you're gonna get a nice 6 or 8 foot long table. Right now we have 8 foot long tables is what we've reserved. So it's a really long table. There'll be two chairs there, one for you to sit on and one for you to put your laundry basket or your Sunday basket or whatever box that you're organizing out of. And then we will have supplied for you a recycling bag and a shredding bag at your table and a couple of other little gifts. So you'll get there at 9, you'll start wheeling all of your paper in, and around 9:30 I'm going to get up and I'm going to talk for a while and I'm going to explain, here's how we sort our paper. Let me introduce you to who's in the room. Janet Davis will be there the whole weekend. She is our live event coordinator. She's an Organize 365 employee. She's in charge of the store and making sure you have a great time. Janet and I have been working together for 19 years, and she was one of my very first Creative Memories unit leaders under me. So Janet and I totally understand how to do these kinds of retreats. And then Ellen and Monique are both coming to Cincinnati and staying at the hotel, and they will be your resident professional organizers. So if you're in the Sunday Basket Club, you already know Monique. You will be getting to know Ellen very soon because she is going to also be doing the Sunday Basket Club. And they basically will be your teachers. So at 9:30, I'll kind of explain how everything's gonna go. I'll walk through, hug you, get to know you and what you're gonna work on. And then I'll probably leave around 10 o'clock. And at 10:30, we're gonna have a little snack. So coffee, tea, and water will be available all weekend. If you have a special travel mug you love, bring it. But there will be coffee, tea, and water available all weekend. And at 10:30, we're gonna have our first snack. Our snacks are going to be popcorn, chips, and granola bars. So those will be out, and I have a lot of snacks scheduled. So we'll have a snack at 10:30, and you'll get to know Ellen and Monique, and they're going to walk around and individually introduce themselves to you, find out exactly what is the project that you're working on, make sure that you get all set up. There's a special surprise I'm going to be saying at 9:30 to help you get organized what you have there. And they're there really, think of this as a classroom. Right now we have 11 people registered. We're only gonna take 30 to 35 in this very first one, and the most we could take in the other two is 50. So it's like a classroom, and we have two professional organizers there. You're going to get a lot of individualized attention. Then I am going to come back at 12 o'clock and we're going to have lunch. So lunch on the first day is going to be ham or chicken salad and soup and a bunch of other stuff that'll be out there. It'll be very yummy. I love to have something hot and something cold at every single meal. So you'll have a nice ham and chicken salad sandwich, and then you'll also get that hot soup. So that's what we're gonna have for our lunch. And then I'm gonna leave again while you're gonna focus after lunch on continuing to end your first trimester stronger, your first third of the workshop. So from 9 to 3 is your first start of the workshop. You're gonna get there at 9, get all situated, get your project ready, and sort until 3. What I hope that you accomplish in this first third of the workshop is that you literally get through every single box that you have, only deciding if things can be recycled and shredded. Feel free to load the car full of paper, like put as much as you can humanly put in there. I always say, what's the worst that can happen? You have to take it out at the other end. It's way worse that you show up in Cincinnati and don't have enough paper and you're done at 5 o'clock on the first day. Like, I don't want to see that. I want you to have more paper than you can sort than less paper that you can sort. And this is why, if you don't live driving distance to Cincinnati, it may not be a good workshop for you because you are gonna wanna load your car full of stuff. Okay, so why do I say I want you to get through everything, but all I want you to do is make that decision? Number one, it is much easier to make the decision of shred, recycle, or keep only, and not even think about how you're going to organize it. Number one, that's easier. And number two, because the surprise is, at 4 o'clock on Saturday, the Shred It company is coming and they are going to take all of our shredding away. So you don't have to, people are like, should I bring a shredder? Are we going to be in line for the shredder? No. The company Shred It is partnering with us. I'm so excited about this. And they are literally going to take all of our shredding away. It's gonna go away. So after 4 o'clock, they come at 4 o'clock on Saturday, and I will be back for that, Instagramming, of course. At 4 o'clock on Saturday, when they take all of our shredding away, at that point, I don't want you to generate a whole bunch more shredding because you're going to have to take your own shredding home at that point. We don't wanna be responsible for whatever you need to have shredded just for legal purposes. So from 9 to 3, we're going through everything that you brought with just the mindset of what can be recycled, what can be shredded. Let's just get the amount of paperwork reduced. All right, Shred It comes. 5 o'clock, we're gonna have dinner, and dinner is going to be a pasta bar and salad. Yum, so excited to have dinner with you. And then I'm going to leave after dinner. The Organize 365 staff has told me that I tend to be a distraction. So when I go over to the office, Melissa and Janet are like, "You done? Like, you're distracting us. Like, you need to go." And even when we were at the Rise convention, like, we were all set up and everybody was standing around, and I was like, "Are we done?" They're like, "We're done." I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll leave now." So it's kind of weird to be the distraction, but I am kind of, I can be a distraction, and I want you to get a lot done. So after we get all of that done, from 3 to 9, I want you to focus on organizing the paper you have left into projects. So you may say, "I brought everything from my filing cabinet and I'm making it into 4 binders. Or I brought everything from my direct sales business and I'm going to make a workshop box and I'm going to make a binder. Or I brought all of my teaching stuff and all of my stuff from my classroom and I'm going to make binders for whatever. Or I just really want to figure out this Sunday basket thing. Like, I feel like I don't have the Sunday basket thing figured out and I am a notebooker and I've kept all these notes and I came all these notes to go through." So you're really gonna dive deep into whatever that meaty project is that you have. And this is where you're gonna really call on Ellen or Monique to help you with, okay, this is how I'm gonna sort it out so that I know what organizer it's gonna end with at the end. Now at 9 p.m., Ellen and Monique and Janet are gonna be off duty. Janet lives locally, she's gonna go home. I'm not sure what Ellen and Monique are gonna do. They're probably gonna stick around because they love paper as much as I do. But you're welcome to stay in the room and keep working after 9. I'm a nut. I would be able to do that. A lot of people are not going to be able to do that. When you arrive in Cincinnati, we're making this special little book for you. And Edie's going, "No onion rings." Well, actually, that's so funny that you mentioned that, Edie, because we're going to have an 8 o'clock snack. And then when you get there, you're going to get this little booklet. And it's going to tell you all the fun Cincinnati foods like Skyline and Dewey's Pizza and Grater's Ice Cream. And I'm putting in Culver's onion rings just because. And then also you're less than a mile from this really cool movie theater and all these fun restaurants. So if you want to leave and go watch a movie or go get a massage or get your nails done or whatever, all of that is available to you in Westchester. Literally, there are 7 Starbucks within 2 miles of the hotel we're at. Like, Westchester is all about Starbucks is all I have to tell you. So there's lots of shopping. So if you want to take the night off and do something totally for yourself that's not paper related, hey, it's your retreat. You can do whatever you want. Then the next morning, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, we'll have breakfast again. And I'll probably stop by breakfast late around 9:30-ish maybe. And this is your final push. So from 9 to 3, this is your final push to finish getting your paper project done. Now, I will be going to church at 10. I go to a non-denominational church called The Vineyard. If you would like to come to church with me, I'd love to have you come to church with me. And then when I come back, when I'm done with church, I'll be back for lunch with you at noon. And we are having a potato and salad bar for lunch. I think that'll be really fun. And then you'll wrap up whatever your project is on Sunday. So Saturday night, what I found from doing these photo organizing retreats is, like, you get all your stuff sorted and you get everything shredded until like around dinner time on Saturday. And then from dinner time, as long as you can push it, like, you get some major organizing done. And then Sunday is just kind of fun and wrap up. Now, I want to tell you something about the binders that I haven't said before. Our binders come with amazing printables in them. And it literally is like a book that you would fill out within the binder to help you record all the information you have. Recording all of your information is optional. It's optional. Like, you don't have to fill out all of those papers to have your binder done. As a matter of fact, I haven't filled out all of those papers. However, the reason why we put it in there is for a couple reasons. Number one, to guide you with what papers go in which binder and how to save papers. But more importantly, number two is, if you are going to be a caregiver and you give the medical binder and you start filling out that paperwork, you will be able to care for that person. If you get the financial binder and you fill out that financial binder paperwork, you will be able to settle an estate. If you get the reference binder and you fill out all of that information, you will be able to sell your house with all the documentation that you need for the new homeowner. So the information inside of the binders that you fill out is for when you are actively using that binder to finish something, like to finish an estate, to be a caregiver, to sell a house. While you're like living in your house with these binders, you don't need to update all that paperwork all the time. And if that paperwork overwhelms you, don't worry about that part. But having it there is really, really important. All right, so I see no questions coming on the bottom here, but there were a couple of questions that were submitted in advance. People are asking, how much paper can you bring? In my opinion, you can't bring too much, because it's worse to not have any paper than to have too much. When I did scrapbooking retreats, people would load their car full of more photos than they could possibly organize, and they would just bring in as many as they organized, and then if they needed extra, they would go back out to get them. Carrie's saying, can you get the binders separate from your programs? Yes, all the binders, workboxes, baskets are all sold separately, and there'll be a complete store there. You could buy anything you want individually. So if I'm saying bring all this stuff, how much can you get done? Here's what I would say how much you could get done. If you've already been through the 100-day home organization program and paper is the last thing that you're organizing, and you've been training your brain and listening to me and you hear me in your sleep and Lisa says, and everybody in your house goes, oh, did Lisa say to do that? Then if you're at that level of understanding Lisa-ness, I think you can bring your filing cabinet with you and leave with binders, not with the paperwork filled out. But I think you can leave with binders and everything else recycled or thrown away, because you've been training your organizing muscles. Even though you haven't been training them in paper, you've been training your making decisions paper process. If you've just found me in the last couple of months, you just signed up for All Access, I'm kind of funny, you think it's gonna work, but you haven't really gotten a space all the way organized yet, then I would come with the expectation that you could get one thing completely done. A Sunday basket from start to finish, completely done. All of your home reference papers out of your filing cabinet and into a binder, completely done. A direct sales workbox, all your papers for your direct sales stuff, totally organized and in a functioning direct sales workbox. That would be a very realistic expectation. Other people are saying, like, will you have binder classes? Will you have classes on how to do the Sunday basket? And there won't be classes. It'll be very much like the 100-day home organization program is, where, like, here's the information, like, you're gonna come with your paper and we're gonna walk around and meet you, and Ellen and Monique for sure are gonna find out exactly what your project are. We're gonna email you in advance to find out what your number one project is. And if we find out that half of the room are direct sellers, then we might say, oh, you know what? We're answering the same question for the three of you. Let's pull all four of you over to this round table that we have, and let's give you a 30-minute, like, here's how you should do your direct sales workbox. Or everybody wants to make a home reference binder. So, you know, Monique or Ellen's gonna get on the microphone and say, okay, let's just talk about the home reference binder. What questions do you have? And you guys just keep asking questions and they will answer them. And Ellen's probably going, I will. Yes, well, Monique will. Somebody will. Somebody will answer the questions, or I'll come and I'll answer them at lunchtime. And I'll answer questions at lunchtime. Like, I'm gonna be there at all the meals. So if you're like, hey, Lisa, I was wondering, blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you, just so you know, Monique and Ellen know how to do all this too, but I would definitely love to see what you guys are doing. Or, like, everybody had this question, so we're gonna sit at lunch, Lisa, and how about if you explain it to the group? So there'll be a lot of, it's very much like a classroom, very much like a classroom. Okay, I did that already. I don't even know what I wrote there, darn it. Oh, I will also have this really big industrial three-hole punch with me. So if you're making the binders, you can just go up to the table and you'll be able to punch, like, literally 10 or 15 sheets at one time. It's one that I used to use in my classroom. Oh, and somebody was asking, is the hotel room included in that registration fee? And it is not. It is my thought that a lot of people, even local in Cincinnati, will come and do the workshop and not stay at the hotel. I know my mom and my aunt are coming and they're gonna share a hotel. So the hotel registration is not available, is not included. I really wish I knew what this question was that I wrote down here. I have no idea. No idea. So that is basically what the paper organizing retreat is going to be. It's a time to come to Cincinnati. You definitely will get to spend some time with me. You will get a lot of one-on-one help, as much one-on-one help as you want from Monique and Ellen, because they just are servants at heart and professional organizers that are great at what they do. You will leave with way less paper than you come with, and hopefully you will just have been filled up with so many smiles and so much love, and that you will just enjoy coming. So that's all I have to tell you about the paper organizing retreats. It's a little crazy how much I love organizing paper, but I really, really do. So if you're listening to this, you're like, oh, I was wondering this, that, and the other thing, go ahead and leave your questions below. I don't see any other ones. And I will keep answering the questions as they come in this week. Love to have you join us. I know it is September 8th and 9th. It starts that Saturday at 9 a.m. It ends Sunday at 3 p.m. You can find out more information by going to organize365.com/events. Right now, it just tells you to register. By tomorrow night, it'll have all those details I told you about the whole agenda and food and everything. That's not up there right now, but it will be by tomorrow night. And if you can't come join us in September, I know it's really late notice. We would love to see you in January or April. Okay, bye guys.